All right, let's give the Lord a praise and welcome Prophetess Vernella. And I know the Lord has a message for us today. So we open up our hearts to receive that. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to make sure I didn't drop something. I got the shadow and I saw myself move. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't care what's going on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you, Dr. Janet and Apostle. Thank you so very much, River of Life. But I bring you greetings. I'm not sure if I see Dr. Janet and I didn't hear her or not, but where is she? I can't see you, sister. There you are. Apostle Leon told me to make sure I tell you hello and hugs and all that stuff. So I hug you later, but it's for good, okay? Let me tell you something. I'm not one that butter up people. I'm nice to people, but I don't do butter. But your leaders are well thought of in the Christian community. It's good to know that. It's good to know that your spiritual parents are well thought of. That's important. I just want to say that for what it's worth. Amen. I've got several scriptures we're going to look at, and we're going to move rapidly, and I sense God is going to allow me to lay hands on a few people, if that's okay, and Dr. Janet said it was okay, so we'll do so. But I want us to first, you know, I feel the presence of God up in here, strong, but we're going to go to John, the 14th chapter, first of all. Peace. When you get there, say amen. I just want to hear something. Amen. Amen. One more time when you get another one, okay? John, the 14th chapter. I'm going to start with verse 1. I'm not going to read all the scriptures, but we're going to deal with peace. The Word of God says, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. You believe in God. Believe also in me. And this is the word of God because this, he said it, number one, but we acknowledge it by putting it in red. Then the word of God goes on because this is Jesus speaking. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Now, in the natural, just so that those of us in this day and this season, so that we can understand, it's making reference to something that is not on the skimp side, is not on the low side, but it means everything we have need of is in the mansion. You just can't carry the word mansion and be in a place of lack. It says, let not your heart be troubled. In other words, be in peace. Because so much can go on and so much can be happening that we can become troubled in our hearts. But the scripture says, let not. So that means we have to take authority. He says, let not your heart be in trouble. First of all, you've got to believe in God. We've got to get things in right order. Sometimes we've been believing in the wrong stuff. We have gotten things out of priority. And he says, in my Father's house are many mansions, but you got to believe in God so you can get to the mansion. And then the scripture goes on and says, not only do you believe in God, he says, but you got to also believe in me. It's kind of like when I was doing this study, I could see Jesus standing there, and all of this is God, for lack of a better terminology. And this is us out here, and we need to get to God, but he says you got to believe in me so you can get to God. Because there's a mansion here. Access. Then he goes on and says, I'm just going to hit some highlights, he says. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, he says, you can believe me. He says, I would have told you. Anything that's not so, he's going to let us know what's going on. That's just who he is. Okay? He says, so I would have told you, but he says, now I have a journey. He says, I've got to go and prepare some things for you. I don't want you just to come to the mansion, even though it's got everything. I want you to come to a place that's prepared for you. So don't let your heart get troubled. Don't let this stuff down here. Don't let this stuff weigh you down. Don't let this stuff get a hold to you so you can't move on into the realm of the supernatural, that you can't move into the place of the kingdom of God. Another scripture I want to read in the same verse. Let's look at verse 13, 14, 15 and 16, and then 27. I'm going to start with 12. I'm sorry. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works. There's some greatness that God has for us to tap into. But so many times we're trying to do it from intellect. We're trying to do it from experience. But he says there is a process. And then he goes on, he says, but there's some greater works. He says, but I have to go to my Father. See, it keeps going back to the Father. Peace. Now verse 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. And when I was younger in the Christian walk, I used to misunderstand that. I thought I could just ask for stuff, not understanding that it has to line up with the Word of God. But when we don't know the Word of God, we don't understand that process. But there's peace. He says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, because I'm the king's son, you've got to have a kingdom agenda. He says, I will do it. He says, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And then verse 14 says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, according to the word of God, according to the principles of God, he says, I can move on that, but he cannot violate who he is. He can't violate the Father's name or the Father's game. 15, he says, if you love me, he says, if you love me, he says, if you love me, he says, if you really love me, he says, keep my commandments. Hey, all 10 too. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now, if you do your part, he says, I can work with you. He says, if you do your part, he says, I can co-sign for you. He says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. He says, I've been doing it so far on behalf of the Father. He says, but there's more than what you see. He says, there is another comforter. And you know, by faith, we have to be willing to believe what we've not yet experienced. That there is another. Because so many times we get locked down into where we are right now because it's the fact. But it's not the truth of God's word. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you. We're almost going to do it. It's kind of like somebody riding a hoopty. That thing just kind of rocks. You know what? It rocks because the shocks are bad. But he said, I'll roll with you. He says, I'll go there with you. He says that he may abide with you forever. He says, I'll go with you. He says, the comforter be there with you. Doesn't matter where you go. Just stay in covenant. Verse 27. Peace. You can go back to verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 27. Peace I leave with you. He could have left anything. He could have left riches and gold. He could have left joy. But he did leave some long suffering. He could have left a whole lot of stuff. But he says, I'll leave you peace. Why, Lord? There's so much I would have asked for, Lord. But he says, I know you're going to need some peace. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace. The reason there is a distinction about his peace is because there is some temporary peace that are in pieces. P-E-A-C-E, that's in P-I-E-C-E-S, in pieces. But it's not what God would have us to grab a hold to. And he says, I'll give you a peace, not as the world giveth unto you, with restrictions, can't back it up, cheap talk. He says, but I can give you a peace. He says, not as the world giveth to you. He says, but I can give you the peace that I have. Then he says, let not your heart be troubled. He says, I want you to have peace. That's what we're about today is, I don't care who we are and what part of the journey we're on. We all have need of peace. You know, it's different for different people at different stages. I can remember when I was 20, I thought I knew everything. I'd just been 10 years ago. But I thought I knew it all because I was grown. It was kind of cute back in the day. But you know what? But that's what happened. 20. And we want to make decisions for life. Let not your heart be troubled. I came to tell you about peace today. I came to tell you not to let your hearts be troubled by what you hear and what you see. I came to tell you, stay focused. I come to tell you to lock into the word of God. Grab it like a pit bull and don't let it go, huh? You know what? You can't take it from me. If you lift it up, I'm going to go up with it. I'm going to shake with it. Let not your heart be troubled. The second scripture I want to share with you, and I numbered these so I know which way to go with them. I'm going to give you the word of God, then I want to minister kind of quickly. Let's go to Matthew, the 8th chapter. Matthew, the 8th chapter. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for peace. Lord, I thank you for peace. We don't have to lose our minds. We don't have to run from the room to room saying, what am I going to do? I said chapter 6. Chapter 8. I'm sorry. I want to go to chapter 8 first. I'm sorry. Chapter 8. Let's go to verse 22. This is where Jesus was explaining about foxes have holes in verse 20. And he was saying who he was and that the Son of Man didn't have anywhere to lay his head. And one of his disciples was one to run with and wanted to follow him, but he had some personal business he needed to take care of. And Jesus said, don't worry about that personal business right now. He says, let the dead bury the dead. But verse 21 said, but Jesus said unto him, follow me. If we're going to have peace, we're going to have to shake some stuff off. There's some stuff that's sticking to us that is legit. It's real. But we have to shake it off so we can follow Jesus. He tells the disciples, he says, follow me And then verse 23 says, now keep in mind, he just told him the following. Okay, Jesus, I signed up. I'm on board. Verse 23, and when he had entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. We can follow Jesus. We can sign on the dotted line. We can say, I'm in it to win it with you, Jesus. Holy Ghost, I'm here. I'll do whatever you want me to. And this is what he's saying. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. But Jesus was asleep. Following Jesus can take us in some adventurous places. It doesn't mean that everything's going to be smooth sailing. We just have to know he's on board. You know, this morning when I was at the house, thank you for the hospitality, Miss Angela. While I was at the house, I pulled up an old song by Reverend James Cleveland, Peace Be Still. The winds and the waves, they obey your will. Something like that. But then he gets up and say, but he said, peace, peace be still. I pulled that song up this morning. I was thinking about this. It says, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But Jesus was asleep. He was at peace. But his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us. We perish. They're on board. They've signed up for the program. And Jesus is asleep. And fear sets in. Their hearts are troubled. And they go to him and they said, Lord, save us. And the song says, carest thou not that we perish? That's what the song says. And the scripture goes on to say, he said unto them, why are you fearful? Do you know who I am? I'm the wind squeezer. He says, don't you know who I am? He says, I can make the waves be still. He says, why? And he goes on, he says, oh, ye of little faith. Then he arose. See, if we'll stay on board with Jesus, he'll rise up on our behalf. The scripture says, and he arose. He didn't just get up and say, oh. He arose as one that was authorized. And when he arose, he didn't say get an umbrella. The scripture says, he says he arose and he rebuked the winds and the sea. And there was a great calm. There was peace. There was peace. What am I saying? That even though we line up with Jesus, sometimes we're in this journey. We find ourselves in a place where things are so out of our control. It's like trying to grab a handful of water. Your hand just gets wet. You just can't grab a handful of water and keep it. But I like 26, he says, and he arose and rebuked the winds. And there was a great calm. In one version, there is a Bible that says, he said, peace be still. And verse 27 says, but the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this? Who are we following? We got to know we're following Jesus. We got to know we're following the Son of God. We've got to know that the Father has him backed up. Peace be still. Let not your heart be troubled in this season, people of God. We're going through something as a nation and as the world, but we've got to know who we follow. We've got to be in it, and we've got to guard our mouth so that we don't say what the world is saying. You know, we can't do that because, see, we don't know what the world's agenda is. All we know are the words that are spoken. But look what Jesus says. So now I want to go to another scripture. Let's go to Matthew. The sixth chapter. This is the word of the Lord that God has given me to share, no matter where I'm ministering at in this season. somehow he will allow me to release this word, even though this was the vein, was the peace. Let's go to chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, if I've written it down correctly. I'm gonna start with verse 8, then I'm gonna go down to it. Be not therefore, he says, be not ye like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Yeah, he does. He knows what we have need of. But you know what? When you're in a relationship with someone, you just got to talk it out. You just got to talk it out. You know, it doesn't matter how much moolah you got in your bank. You still want to talk. And it doesn't matter if you don't have any, but you just got to talk. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. How are we going to have peace? It's going to take some prayer. The only way to uproot what the enemy is planting in the atmosphere and in the earth, it's going to take some prayer to God the Father. And I'm not talking about these little gods that there are gods that we've made and other people have made. This is what he says. After this manner, therefore pray you, our Father, which art in heaven. He says, he knows what you need, but he says your responsibility is to acknowledge who he is. He's not your buddy. He's our Father. He's not your posse. He's our Father, which art in heaven. He's elevated. We're not even Stephen here. Our Father, which art in heaven. I recognize that you're hallowed. I recognize there's a difference between me and thee. But you know what? Jesus knew, and I thought about this, and these are the disciples that was in the boat with Jesus. These are the ones that saw the fig tree wither. These are the ones that saw Lazarus come forth. These are those who did all of these things. But somebody that was in the disciples realized Jesus was doing something they weren't quite getting. They were praying. They were showing up at church, well, wherever. They was at the service, but they didn't quite have something. And so then, because one of the disciples asked, he says, but this is what you need to do. He says, there's going to come a time you're going to need some things. I don't care what you're going to have need of. In my Father's house are many mansions. He says, no matter what you go through, in my Father's house, there's no famine. He says, this is what you'll have to ask. He says, pray the Father and say, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. I can tell you what my needs are. But thy kingdom come. I want to make sure I get this right. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He says, there's a process here. He says, this is the way I want you to pray. He says, when the kids aren't acting right, when the husband and wife aren't acting right, when the economy has gone crazy, when the government is acting stupid, I said, when we don't quite get it, you know, when we don't quite get it ourselves, you know, when we got some health situations, when there's some other things that's going on, you name it, I've got the solution for it. He says, begin to go to the Father and say, hallowed be thy name. He says, begin to say, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Thy will be done on earth in my children's lives. Thy will be done in my business. Thy will be done in my church. Thy will be done in my family. There's not just a government shutdown. There's a shutdown of relationships. thy will be done, that we don't have to go through a divorce. He is saying, thy will be done. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come in this situation. Thy will be done on earth. Right where we live. This is not for the by and by. This is for now. You know, the world is losing hope, but we have the solution because Jesus gave it to us. He gave it to us. It's good from 99 to 299. Doesn't matter what we're going through. Let not your heart be troubled. There's a peace. Be still. The winds and the waves, they obey thy will and peace. Be still. All I want you to know, the situation with our schools, with the guns and the shootings, I don't want to hear your, I don't want you to hear, don't hear mine. Just ask for the kingdom of God to come. Just ask for his will to be done. That takes us out of the equation. That's what we have to do. See, we've been trying to come up with some solutions so we can draw a line in the sand and say, I'm here, there, there. No, we don't want to do it like that. Jesus told his disciples, he said, this is the strategy. What happens when there's illnesses? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done as it is in heaven. That's what we have to do. That's the peace. I came to share with you the word of God. I didn't know we were going to be here in the natural when God was giving me this word. But I grabbed a hold to it. And it's about the kingdom of God. The mansion that has everything we have need of. Will it always turn out the way I want it? No. But I have to trust his will. You know, I got to trust his kingdom. Jesus talked about the kingdom so much. Let's go to Numbers, the 6th chapter, and we'll close it up with this. Ah, we can't let it go. We can't try to fix it. We got to do what Jesus said. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth in whatever situation is lacking. Whatever it is. Put your name in it. Put my name in it. Thy will be done. I can come up with some stuff and it's not all, it may sound good, but it's not always God. But the word of God is the word of God. That's the difference. See, we can come up with some stuff. Okay. Let's go to Numbers, the 6th chapter. This is what we need to do. I'm going to read verse 22, and there, you know, there are some things here. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, he says, I want you to talk to the Levites. He says, I want you to talk to your brothers, your brother and his sons. He says, speak unto Aaron and to his sons, saying, you shall bless the children of Israel. We got to start blessing people. As the church, we've got to set a guard about our mouths that we start blessing people. And it doesn't mean we got to give them stuff, but it means we got to think the best of them. We got to say what God says. That's what we got. He says, let me go back to this. He says, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons and say, on this wise, ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee. That's what I say. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you and keep thee. That's what we do. The Lord bless you and keep, you know, be careful what we say about people because we can be prophesying negative things into their lives, not realizing we're just chit-chatting, but we're sowing seeds. You can drop some corn on the ground, accidentally it can sprout up. You don't even be a farmer. He says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. and be gracious unto thee. That's what we're supposed to do to people. Let God sort that stuff out. But I bless you. It says, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Give you peace. That's how we, you know what? And I've shared this and I probably shared it here. I can remember a time I was at odds with some situations and I thought I was right. For as far as I'm concerned, I was right. You know how it is when you think you're right. But you know what God dealt with me? He says, you bless those people three times every time. Then we bring something to your mind that causes you to think otherwise. And you know what? When I first started, I said, I bless you. That's not what he's talking about. Make it specific. I bless your finances. I bless your health. I bless your ministry. I bless your car. I bless this. Oh, I bless you. I bless you. And you know what? Then he quit bringing it to my mind because he didn't want me to release a blessing. But you know what it did? It was setting me free. It was setting me free. Oh, the Lord blessed him. That's how we move beyond so we don't get stuck in the mire and the clay. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. That's who bless you. I'm not going to speak ill. May not be right, but I'm going to pray the kingdom blessing. I pray for your salvation. Anybody I think is acting like a knucklehead, I pray they might miss hell, but I'm going to pray they grow up spiritually. You know, we can be saved and miss hell, but we still need some tuning and some pruning. It's not enough. We can pray that they would mature. Lord, I pray they have a heart after you. Thank you that they gave their heart to you. That's how we bless. That's how and that's why those books have such value that they were talking about, because those are witnessing tools that people can come into the kingdom. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Grandchildren acting up, children acting up. The business is not doing what it need to be. Get in prayer and say, that kingdom come, that will be done in this business. Because like Brother James was saying, because if I'm blessed, I'm going to bless the kingdom of God. You can trust me. I'm not going to pocket it all. Or I'm going to live well now. I'm not going to give it all away because I'm a good steward. But you know what? I'm going to be a good steward and I'm going to know how to give. And see, we can't let the enemy trick us into giving away everything either. Just the word. Hallelujah. Peace. I want to read this, Dr. J. It says, the peace of God. I am anxious for nothing. That means I'm absent of pain. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. It's hard to be thankful when you've gone through some stuff sometimes. I remember what you said the other day. It's hard to be thankful, but you know what? We got to stay focused. Not so. Let my request be made known to God and the peace of God. Lord, I ask you for kingdom peace. Not as the world gives, Lord, but I'm asking for kingdom peace, which surpasses all understanding, guards my heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And then it says, finally, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. This is what we have to do. The enemy wants us to major in the minor. Jesus has given us a strategy. I'm excited about his strategy. Hallelujah. Now what the Lord has allowed me to do with this here scripture is, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's allowed me to tell out each group of people I'm talking with or sharing with to take a moment and just think about some things that need to change. We can't buy our way out of it. We can't fight our way out of it. We can't cry, cuss, whatever. It's going to have to be God. Think about these things. And not just for today, but grab a hold to this in this season. I'm using it for my family. I'm using it for me because I got some issues. So I want the kingdom of God to come in my life in a greater dimension. I can't be satisfied with the status quo. So what am I saying? Take a moment. Think about your situation. Think about those that you're connected to, family members, business, our society. Think about where we need to see the kingdom of God come. Amen. Let's say this. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth. In my life. As it is in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to shift. We want to shift. That's what we want. We want to shift.